Minimally invasive da Vinci robotic surgical system. See the full story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Talking about men's underwear, and there was a time not too long ago when all men's underwear was white, except for boxers. Boxers were, you know, had colors and patterns. And now I don't think I ever wear a pair of white. I wear like the boxer briefs. They're like they're longer, but they're tight.
Yeah, I do too.
And
see,
mine
I like
are
the
blue.
Tightness.
I do.
I like the briefs.
I like the boys to be swinging around.
I don't like that.
My goodness.
I don't like that. But mine are dark blue, black, green. They're all colors. And the great advantage to that is you can say goodbye to the old skid mark days.
Yeah.
Because certain things just kind of get camouflaged and hidden in the color of the underwear. But enough about that.
I can't have my boys swinging. If I run, I'll knock myself out.
Yeah, sure you will. And now it is time to find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. And to let you know that, we have a Hollywood report, but we've abbreviated it and call it the Wood Report. And here with it, the one and only Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Listen to that crowd. They love you.
We're going to start with Marvin. Marvin Hamlisch.
Dead.
Yes. He composed and arranged the scores for dozens of movies.
Never heard of him.
The Sting.
Marvin Hamlisch?
You've never heard of Marvin Hamlisch?
Have you heard of The Sting, the movie, Robert Redford?
I don't think I've ever seen that either.
All right,
Tina, I know that song.
Tina,
okay.
If you don't mind, Dan, you have your harmonica?
Yeah.
As a tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, and I think this is the least we can do. I think you're all familiar with The Sting and the song The Entertainer. If we can now just observe a moment in memoriam for the great pianist and composer, Marvin Hamlisch, a little bit of The Entertainer. He was starting to cry. Over the death of Marvin Hamlisch.
Was choking up.
He was a terrific composer, too. He composed a lot of stuff.
A chorus line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was only 68.
Now he's decomposing.
Oh, you know what? See, that's wrong.
Oh, my God.
No, that's funny.
That's funny, but it's wrong. It's wrong.
He died after a brief illness. His career included composing, conducting, arranging music from Broadway to Hollywood, symphonies to R&B hits. He won every major award in his career, including 3 Academy Awards, 4 Emmys, 4 Grammys, a Tony, and 3 Golden Globes.
Now, a chorus line, I have it on video because I do like a lot of the music, and of course, especially that one singular sensation, every little step she takes. Dan, can you play that?
Oh,
that song?
You bet I can.
Here, let me sing. One singular sensation, every little step. See if you can play that. No, you have to. Here.
Huh?
One singular sensation.
Oh, play one?
That. Yeah, you left off the very first
one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's for you, Marvin.
All right. A warrant for the arrest of, I think you pronounce this, Oyani Noah. He is Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband. It's been issued after he failed to appear for a court appearance last month. The hearing was related to a multi-million dollar lawsuit that J-Lo filed in 2009 against Noah, alleging that he was trying to release home video footage of her. Yes, they were married in February of 1997. They split up in January of 1998. John Giles,
I don't know who that is.
He is the founder of the Jay Giles Band. Yes. He filed a lawsuit against the other members of the group over the use of the name in an upcoming tour that doesn't even feature him.
I don't blame him.
He claims the rest of the band planned and conspired to exclude him from the tour and are unlawfully using the group's trademarked name. That is kind of rude. We have everybody in the band except John Giles, who the band is named after.
It would be like the Dave Matthews Band and no Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Right. The Los Angeles Police Department is investigating a series of death threats targeted toward actress Ellen Page on Twitter.
Who's Ellen Page?
Oh, she Juno. Was Juno. She was in Inception.
No wonder I don't know
she was with love.
I hated that movie.
I love that movie. Michael Clark Duncan is out of the ICU, but he remains hospitalized after having a heart attack last month. You remember it was his girlfriend, Omarosa, that saved his life by performing CPR as they waited for paramedics to arrive. This doesn't sound good, though. This is a statement from his rep. It says, his family are firm believers in the power of prayer and have asked that you keep him in yours during this time. Thank you.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it just doesn't sound real like he's doing great. He's getting better every day. It's just like,
Yeah.
Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millipede were married in a Jewish...
Benjamin Millipede?
Is that I think that's name? How you say it. It could be Millipied. M-I-L-L-E-P-I-E-D.
I would say millipede.
But usually, like, if the vowel, the second vowel is the long vowel, which would be the E, P-I-E-D.
Whatever you say.
Yep.
They were married in a Jewish ceremony at a private home near Big Sur last week. They met on the set of The Black Swan and have a 13-month-old son, Aleph.
Wait a minute.
Hang on here. Something that you said doesn't make sense.
I know.
They
it's
were just
like a miracle.
Married, and they have a 13-month-old son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird.
That's impossible. That only happened once, and that was the virgin birth.
Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception. You better go recheck your story.
Yeah,
the Immaculate Portman.
Yeah.
The menu at the reception, strictly vegan. Ooh, wouldn't that be horrible to go to the reception?
You know what? Why would you do that to your guests?
Yeah.
More celery?
Yeah. At least have a meat option for the people that want to eat.
Yeah.
A lot of gassy people.
There's been more sightings of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And John Mayer canoodling after being spotted at a cozy dinner last week. The pair were seen swapping spit during a pool party on Saturday. A partygoer says they were all over each other in the pool, and they weren't shy about it. Katy had her legs wrapped around John in the water.
Whoa.
And making out in front of everyone.
Way to go, John.
Yeah.
And a freshly single Johnny Depp partied with his buddies from Aerosmith over the weekend. Others at the bash at the Pink Taco in West Hollywood included Jim Carrey, Seth Green, Lana Del Rey, and the guys from Tokyo Hotel.
Wasn't there a hair product? Peon was too young to know this. Wasn't there a hair product called Depp?
Yes.
It was a gel.
Yeah, it was a gel. I remember like, that. It was like that.
You know that when I had hair, and for a little while I had hair, I think I used that Depp.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, it was
I think it's still around, isn't it?
And then you would comb it in your hair, and then it would dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's still around.
There was something else, too, but I can't remember the name of it. Sharon Osbourne says she's leaving NBC's America's Got Talent because the network discriminated against her son, Jack Osbourne, by cutting him from its upcoming Stars Earn Stripes reality show after.
What a whiner.
He was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. NBC claims Sharon's wrong, but says the network decided to not ask Jack to participate as a contestant after going through rigorous medical screenings. NBC also says they offered Jack two other alternative roles on the show, but he said no.
Well, pity party for Sharon Osbourne. Mm-hmm.
Rob Kardashian has tweeted that he's going to go to law school. It was his father, Robert Kardashian, who was a member of the O.J. Simpson defense team back in 1995. Justin Bieber, he was being interviewed by a U.K. publication, thinks Prince William's thinning hairline is downright embarrassing. He says, I don't know why he doesn't just get those things, those products. You just take Propecia and your hair grows back. Have you not got it over here?
Hey, shut up,
you little twit. You know, he ought to do a TV series, and I'm not kidding, and I would call it Leave It to Bieber.
Yeah.
Yep. Kanye West has written a song called Perfect Bitch, and it's about his girlfriend Kim Kardashian.
Can you edit that out?
Nice.
The lyrics are about his search for the perfect woman and how he has now found the perfect bitch.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
He should sing, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Rosie O'Donnell's fiance, as Mike mentioned yesterday, Michelle Rounds, has been diagnosed with a series of rare tumors O'Donnell calls it a beyond rare disease that isn't cancer but acts cancerous. She says there's only 900 new cases a year in the USA. The illness has caused the couple, who became engaged last December, to delay their wedding until next summer.
And I cannot comment. I can't. Mm. I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell, but I can't make a joke about somebody that's got a horrible disease.
Right. Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen are set to star in Scary Movie 5. Sheen was part of the cast in Scary Movie 3 and 4, and that movie will be released next January. Elton John taking shots at Madonna again. This is what he had to say during a recent interview. Why is she such a nightmare? Her career is over, I can tell you that. Her tour has been a disaster, and it couldn't happen to a bigger blank. She looks like
blank what?
It just says expletive. Yeah. It doesn't say.
It could be anything.
I know.
It couldn't happen to a bigger, like the UNT word. Is she an ant?
So he gets a hold of this company. It's called Lund Live, L-U-N-D. And he gives this guy $165,000 as a deposit to get Tom Petty. Well, he starts calling the company to try and iron out the final plans, and there is no company. He goes to the FBI. This Lund guy was arrested. Luckily, he was able to get in touch with some of Tom Petty's people, and they did play at his reception.
Uh-huh. You know how Kurt Warner and his wife do that in the winter, that winter warm-up?
Yeah.
And they bring... Tom Petty ought to do that and have people come to one location, call it Tom Petty's Coat Junction.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Here's Uncle Thanks, Joe. Everybody. He's moving kind of slow.
Tom Petty's Coat Junction.
Petty's Coat Junction. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Shock comic Jeffrey Ross admits he crossed the line Saturday night by joking about the recent mass shooting in Colorado at a taping of the Comedy Central roast of Roseanne. He was picking on the red-haired actor Seth Green. Have you heard his joke?
No.
Okay. He says, Seth, congratulations. This is actually a great night for you. You haven't gotten this much attention since you shot all those people in Aurora. I'm kidding. You're not like James Holmes. At least he did something in a movie theater that people remember.
Wow. That's funny.
Inside the auditorium, evidently it says there was an audible gasp. Like,
well, really? That crowd at a Comedy Central roast would gasp at that? I've heard much worse.
Well, yeah, he says after the show, he defended the routine and said, yeah, I crossed a line. That's what roasts are all about.
Yeah, it's not any worse than 100 other things I've heard on those roasts.
That's pretty
big
bad.
Deal.
After years of hating each other's guts, though, Tom Arnold did change his mind and appeared at the roast for Roseanne.
Yeah, this is why I have to watch.
It's going
to
be Sunday night, yeah.
He said he wanted to bury the hatchet once and for all, and they said they even shared a private moment backstage for the first time in 17
Uh-oh.
Years.
Private
One of his jokes, she may not be the perfect wife, but she is literally the worst effing ex-wife on the planet. Trust me.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Levi Johnston is suing Bristol Palin for full custody of their son, Trip. He claims proof of her bad parenting is evident right in her reality show called Life's a Trip. In his lawsuit, he maintains that Bristol Palin allows Trip to run wild and use curse words right on the show. During a recent episode, this little kid runs up to his aunt and says the F word. And then...
There was controversy over which F word. I thought it was the gay slur word, but they're saying it's the actual.
It says she dropped the F. He dropped the F bomb. Mm. But Bristol Palin then on the same show said she's doing a terrible job of disciplining her son, Trip.
Yeah,
who
it looked
cares?
Like that kid was out of control. Who I saw
would
that
watch
clip.
That?
No, it's
who
just
would watch
awful.
That?
I don't know.
Bristol Palin and her kids.
I don't know. Rumor has it that opening ceremony director Danny Boyle and actress Rosario Dawson are now an item. He's 53. She's 33. Michael Phelps apparently able to keep the lid on his relationship during the Olympic events, but now has stepped out with his girlfriend of 5 months, 25-year-old cocktail waitress Megan Rossi.
She's just after Phelps for his looks?
No.
Yes.
Well, there was a story on TMZ. They poked around in her past. Evidently, she got in good with a bunch of rich people as a model at VIP events around the country. And she and her friends were given a bunch of gifts and given trips to Vegas and flights on private jets. So she kind of has a habit of hanging out with people with money.
Michael Phelps has to look in the mirror, and I'm sorry, but he's a goofy-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he's got to know that this chick is after the money. He's got $45 million.
With his money, I'd have perfect teeth, first of all.
Well, and that's yeah, I would, and maybe he'll do that.
It wouldn't bother me.
Well, why didn't he do it before?
Do you know that last night, and I'm not, this is not a joke, this actually happened. Last night, I dreamed that somebody tore my ears off.
Oh.
And in my dream, I'm running around holding my ears, and we're trying to super glue my ears back on.
Yeah. Wow.
I just, when you said Phelps, it made me think of those ears. And I think he's the reason I had that dream. My ears got cut off.
His buddy, swimmer Ryan Lochte,
glasses wouldn't fit,
was given two gold and diamond encrusted razors from Gillette. Just a little gift for him.
That's practical.
Mm-hmm.
And Khloe Kardashian is being considered as the next host of X Factor. Sources connected with the show say they have narrowed the list of finalists down to six. She's one of them. Don't ask me why. Country superstar Zac Brown.
I like Zac Brown.
He did a little bowling this weekend at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. Brown was participating in the midget bowling tournament. This is what it was printed. While events involving the tossing or throwing of little people is generally frowned upon by the little person community, event organizers insist that midget bowling is perfectly legit. Even this guy who was the person, Short Sleeve Sam, he's the midget at the center of the action, claims that midget bowling is safer than midget tossing because the little people are never airborne. It's just a modified slip and slide.
All right, let me say something here. Let me just say this. If you're a midget, and I'm going to use the word midget or little person,
yeah,
whatever,
you should look,
and you are fine with being thrown down the bowling lane and you agree to it and they're going to pay you well, what's the big deal?
Exactly. Yeah.
As long as it's nothing that hurts.
It's one thing if they said, no, don't do that to me. And then
right.
you did it anyway.
Right. Right. Big bully. Right.
The great big mean guy says, I'm throwing you down there anyway, little man. That's different. But if they said, sure, I'll take $500, throw me down, then what's the big deal?
How would they say it?
Sure, I'll take $500.
He represents. I don't even want to read that.
I don't know why people get so upset about other people being fine with something that they're doing.
Right.
Here's a terribly sad story. I had to include it because I know how you feel about this. Young Buck is back in prison. He's the former G-Unit rapper.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Please say this.
He's officially begun his 18-month sentence for gun possession.
No.
That was planted. No. They don't carry guns.
And HUD Mellencamp, he is the son of John Mellencamp.
What's his name, HUD?
HUD, H-U-D.
HUD Mellencamp.
He's going to be training with the...
Oh, my goodness.
You're ruining her report.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He's going to be training with the Duke football team as a walk-on. He was homeschooled, so he's never played football before, but he was an accomplished boxer back in Indiana. The coach says, well, Mellencamp had already been accepted to Duke and said this was something the youngster wanted to try. So,
how many people in the country can be named Mellencamp? There can't be.
Yeah, I can't imagine a handful.
You know, here's a name that I've never heard anybody with this name outside the family we know.
Mm-hmm.
Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Sinatra. Right. Have you ever heard of another?
No.
Hey, there's Bob Sinatra. I mean, no. You don't. And Mellencamp. There can't be many.
No. At the movies, The Dark Knight Rises was number one once again with $36.4 million. So far, it's made $354.6 million. That's locally. Total Recall opened second with $26 million.
They say it's horrible. Total Recall.
Really? I'm not going to go
there. Yeah.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid was third with 14.7. Some birthdays today. Francesca Eastwood. She's in that reality Eastwood TV show.
Wonder how she got that part.
She's 19. Actress Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is 37.
Wow.
Michael Shannon, you probably don't know him. You may know him, Frank, because...
Yes, sir, it's my birthday today. That's right.
No, not you, Mike.
Plays Agent Nelson Van Alden on Boardwalk Empire.
I don't remember that.
Yes, he is the weirdest guy.
He's 38.
Wow, he's a creepy guy.
Actor Harold Perrineau. He was Michael Dawson in the series Lost, and he played Link in the Matrix films. He's 49. Actor David Duchovny. Is 52.
I think he was Michael Dawson was in Michael's Creek. Remember that series?
No.
Thank you.
Actor Wayne Knight, of course, we all know him as
Newman.
Is 57.
Newman.
Country singer Rodney Crowell, 62.
Rodney Crowell.
Yeah. Actor John Glover. He was Lionel Luthor on the Superman TV show Smallville. He's 68. Singer B.J. Thomas is 70.
70? How can that be possible?
So BJ was 69 last year?
Too bad we missed
now
that one.
That huh? one you could have a blast with. Hey, everybody, come on over. It's BJ's 69th birthday. How old are you, BJ? 69.
Alrighty then. Humorous Garrison Keillor, also known as the guy from the Prairie Home Companion, is 70. Actress Verna Bloom from Animal House is 73. Blues singer-guitarist Magic Slim is 75. And Stan Freberg, author, recording artist, animation voice
actor.
You've
got to be kidding. Blah, he's still alive?
He's still alive. He's 86. He's still working.
Wow.
And that is the Wood Report.
And a good one it was. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, as she exits the stage, how about a big round of applause? She'll come back and take a second bow. Tina Dalpias, come on back and take a bow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have another Wood Report next Tuesday. A week's worth of goodies from Hollywood, from Tina Dalpias. Ballast Dental Care is where I have gone to the dentist for 39 years. I will alert you when it's been 40 years. It'll be March or April of next year. I'll hit the 40-year mark at Ballast Dental Care. And I understand not wanting to go to the dentist. I get it. I think most anybody can understand that, because I doubt that there's anybody who... Well, you know what? I was going to say I doubt that there's anybody who hasn't had a bad dental experience. But then think of people like my kids who grew up from little bitty kids on going to Ballast Dental Care. They've never known what it's like to hate going to the dentist or to dread it. So I guess there are exceptions. But most people have had that trip to the dentist where when you get out of there and the work is done and it's all over, you go, man, I'm never going back. I'm going to put this off as long as I can. Not a good idea. It's just not. There's no way that you can go 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. I think the longest that I've ever heard from a listener in terms of not going to the dentist was an email I got from somebody who hadn't been for 20 years. And this person went to Ballast Dental Care and said after 20 years that if only he had known that it was everything that I have said it was, he would have gone years earlier. I like to say it's only going to become, the work is only going to become more extensive and more expensive the longer you put it off. So put an end to the anxiety and the fear and go where I have gone. Tina loves Dr. Olivier. I have dealt with Dr. Watanabe. Dr. Haynes is there. This is a wonderful place with people who have just a special way of making what most people dread not terrible at all. In fact, you may very well find yourself looking forward to your next trip to Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and the website, go there and check it out if you would, is ballastdentalcare.com.
Time to look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. What's up, Tim?
Well, Tina, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Hey, I love your Wood Report.
Thank you, Tim.
The other thing is since you've got the skinny on everything, how much longer do you think we're going to have to put up with the Kardashian trend?
That's a great question.
Is it enough?
It has to burn
any
up.
Any amount of time is too long.
It has to burn up pretty soon, though. It really
seems
does.
Like it would have already done it, though.
Yeah. Well, you would think so. I mean, you've got the Kardashians keeping up with the Kardashians. Now they're talking about her.
Although, you know what, Tim? Think about this. I'll give you an example of somebody, a woman, who continued to be famous until she was old, and didn't really do anything to deserve it. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Right? Zsa Zsa Gabor, you're right.
Kim Kardashian may become the next Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Right.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can't find an answer if you don't ask, right?
That's right.
Hey, we just got a report of an accident. We haven't quite come up on it yet, but it's supposedly on eastbound 64 just after Mason blocking the left lane. Now, I'm looking at westbound 64, starting to get a little bit heavy from Hampton through McCausland, and then I'm starting to see people hit the brake lights just about Ballast. and that's going out through Mason. So once we get up there, you know what, this accident may be in the westbound lanes. I don't know. We'll get a little closer to check. But either way, 64 at Mason, one way or the other, there is an accident there. Southbound 270, that's looking pretty good between Olive and 64, but you are stop and go south of that down through Manchester, Doherty Ferry, and then downtown westbound or northbound 55 is slow just a little bit north of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Here comes the spray. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo. Now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drawing now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
A lot of people talk about changing America. And a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket and you're going to walk in the beer aisle and you're going to see a beer. And the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America, one beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Changing America, one beer at a time, American Patriot Beer.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-600-2066. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-600-2066. That's 1-800-600-2066.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where trial by fire is taken literally, and this is a pop quiz. True or false, choosing an auto policy can be confusing. True. About as confusing as learning to speak dolphin. Luckily, we lay out your coverage options in plain English and never subject you to the terribly condescending manner in which dolphins communicate.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get the service you need and save money on gas. $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver Package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/12.
It's Tuesday. Probably my favorite day of the week. Because when you consider the Wood Reports on Tuesday and this next guy's on Tuesday, it's worth turning the radio on for, I think. Today is the day the CDs and DVDs are out, the new ones. And Joe Hipperson is going to tell you what you might want to check out or avoid. He is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. The Auric Home Care Centers now carry Miele vacuum cleaners. Check out this new vacuum cleaner, the Miele. They're available in canister and upright models. And several models of the Auric vacuums now come with a forever warranty.
Wow.
How do you get better than that? Ask for details when you stop in, and I hope you will, at the Auric Home Care Centers. Here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
What do you have, Joe?
I've got a lot of stuff, Frank. May I please take one moment to address something regarding Mr. Bill Cleveland?
Sure.
Now, he comes up after I do. I want to just say that Bill is a professional. He is a man that I respect in a huge way. In fact, he is such a great, gracious host. He had my son on his trivia show this past weekend.
Wow.
One of his categories, was The Simpsons. My 12-year-old Avery Elvis, huge Simpsons fan, was like, Dad, can I, now may I please point out, my son and I listening to Bill Cleveland together. Look at the loyalty in this family. So he said,
circle of life.
Yep. Do you think I could go in and try? I said, yeah, give it a shot. So as a cool guy, I'm like, all right, Bill's going into break. I'm going to send a little text. Hey, Bill, is it cool if my kid calls in? He says, sure, go for it. My kid calls in. He smokes it, man. My kid gets it right. It's awesome. Everything's great. So happy. And then Bill, being the amazing, respectable person he is, says, great job there. That was Avery Hipperman. He's a good kid there.
Hipperman?
Oh, boy.
So then I have to look at my 12-year-old's face after the phone call, and he says, Dad, do the people that don't work you, they work with you, they don't respect you? I'm like,
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Man. So I just wanted to thank Bill for being such a professional. What a funny guy crushing the life of a 12-year-old. Be sure to laugh at everything he says right around the corner. It's New Release Tuesday, which is where, and by the way, I think Bill's great. He's genius, and I still think the Joe and Bill morning show would just be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
you're the one.
out on CD, DVD, Frank, you're not a huge fan of the new CD releases, but there's a couple that might tickle your fancy, including Sixpence None the Richer. They got a new record called Lost in Transition. You've got a couple of ones from Johnny Cash that might seem like retreads, but nowadays they can pack so much more onto a CD that you get a little bit more. So you've got the Ultimate Gospel Johnny Cash recording set, the greatest country songs of Johnny Cash, and a duets album. The duets album of Johnny Cash, they might as well have just called it Johnny and June Sing Together. Because really, outside of him maybe hanging out with Willie Nelson once or twice, all of his duets kind of are just him and June Carter Cash.
We got married in a few.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
So there's also a series called Now. You see him on TV, sometimes he might be shopping at Target or Walmart. Now 47, now 64.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Kids right. love those.
Yeah. Now we have the now 43.
I've missed this.
43?
I don't know what this
Holy
is.
Some of those are pretty good.
It's about once a month or so, Frank, they will release the chart toppers of the previous couple weeks, maybe the previous season or quarter of music.
It seems lately now it's a lot of pop and hip-hop.
A lot of pop. Yeah. And what's creepy is if you go back in time and think to yourself, okay, I want to get the now album from this one specific year where I really love listening the music, it'll kind of blow your mind to realize what was popular and what you listened to probably wasn't popular. So right now, if you're into the popular music, like I'm sure Frank is, and you get now 43, you'll get the latest from Katy Perry, Justin Bieber's song, Boyfriend. That's right, Bieber. That was for Katy Perry.
No.
Oh, okay, good. Justin Bieber's song, Boyfriend, Usher and his song, Scream, Pitbull, a man famous for what? Exactly. Does anybody know?
I don't really know too much. I've heard the name, but yeah, I don't know too much about
him. Right. Endorsement.
Yeah. Isn't he from Miami?
Doesn't he get linked in a bunch of other people's songs?
He's like a drop guy. You put him into a song and it makes a bunch of money. And a song that my six-year-old loves to sing, and man, let me tell you how much I love to hear it. The song Call Me Maybe is available on Now 43. You heard that one yet, Frank?
Yeah.
You have. Yeah.
I think I have. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Out on DVD today, a show that I did not realize was this far along. The new one with Craig T. Nelson, Parenthood Season 3, is available today.
It's a great show.
It's good. I just didn't know they had gone three seasons in. And I'll tell you what's really shocking is the girl that plays the wife to Craig T. Nelson is the same girl who was the wife of John McClane in the Die Hard movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she has aged well. I mean, really, sometimes an actress can, well, I hit like 20 walls, man. But, you know, Bonnie... Yes, she has aged decently. There's a TV show called Grimm. Season 1 is available today. If you enjoyed the